The pile of subpoenas from the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection is growing. The committee is now asking Ivanka Trump to answer questions about issues relating to the insurrection. Members have also asked for phone records from Eric Trump and Kimberly Guilfoyle, who was engaged to Donald Trump Jr. Let's update another investigation now that also touches on the Trump family. This week, the New York Attorney General Letitia James released a lengthy filing about financial irregularities in Trump's businesses. James also wants Trump and his two children to testify under oath. Joining us to talk all about this is NPR's Ilya Marritz. And Ilya, the investigation has been going on for 3 years now, since March of 2019. What does this filing reveal about what the Attorney General has been able to uncover about Trump's business practices?
Well, Tanya, she's surfaced a great deal of material that you can easily imagine prosecutors presenting to a jury. And I think it's a signal that she is very close to making a decision about whether to bring a civil charge in this matter, although she has not made a final determination. So what we have here are damaging excerpts from emails. There are side-by-side ledgers with numbers that don't seem to match. And there are previews of possible witness testimony that would be difficult for the Trumps. What it adds up to is a picture of a business that lied to many people and institutions over many years to improve its financial position, allegedly, deceiving banks, insurers, even the IRS.
To what extent is there evidence that Trump himself may have been involved in this?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, Trump doesn't email. He doesn't like to put orders in writing. And I think that's a little bit of a challenge for prosecutors. They also note that although they've gotten almost a million documents from the Trump Organization, they've only received, I think, three documents that were directly in the custody of Donald Trump. And then that sort of goes to the issue of why Tish James, the New York AG, is trying to get Trump's testimony and the testimony of his two eldest kids right now. It's really because in a case like this, you want to gauge intent. You want to examine what someone knew and what they thought that they were doing at the time. I don't know how soon she's going to get to examine Donald Trump or whether a judge will even approve it, but that's what she's arguing for. She already has a mountain of evidence. Now she needs this final piece, which is to examine knowledge and intent by the Trumps.
Donald Trump's children have come up several times during this investigation. What does it show about potential involvement of Ivanka and Donald Jr. specifically?
Well, they're very interesting figures. Don Jr. Basically took over the family business with his brother Eric when Donald Trump became president. He handed the business to his two adult sons and then also to Alan Weisselberg, the then chief financial officer. Ivanka Trump went to work in the White House, but as this filing notes, she was a deal hunter and she was in charge of the Trump Organization's relationship with its largest lender, which is Deutsche Bank. And a number of the deals that are under the microscope here are Deutsche Bank deals. So the AG has ample reason to want to talk to both of them as well.
I have less than a minute with you, but there's this filing. An Attorney General James wants Donald Trump, as well as Ivanka and Donald Trump Jr., to testify. What are the next steps?
Well, let's just say that the Trumps say that this is bogus. It's politically motivated, this whole probe. They have countersued to block this, and they don't want to give testimony. And my guess is this will be in litigation for a long time. The other case to watch closely is a criminal case that is also unfolding in Manhattan. That's led by the Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance Jr. So I expect that one to play out a lot faster than what we're seeing now from AG Tish James.
NPR's Ilya Marritz, as always, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.